Good afternoon. High pressure building in from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. We'll keep it dry today. We'll have more in the way of sunshine, still though mixing with some clouds through the afternoon as temperatures reach the lower and middle 50s. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, and lows will drop back into the 30s with light wind. Some places may even go down to freezing by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will also be dry with that same high pressure center in control, although clouds will mix with sunshine and temperatures once again will stay in the lower 50s on average. It'll stay dry through trick-or-treat time with temperatures sliding back into the 40s. A developing storm in the deep south will hit the east coast and ride up the eastern seaboard while intensifying over the weekend. It looks like this system will be too far to the east to bring us any significant precipitation in interior New York and New England, although coastal sections, especially into Maine, could see substantial rain and snow. We will get wind and cold temperatures out of this system with highs on Saturday only getting into the middle and upper 40s with a few light rain showers and some wet snowflakes in the mountains, and blustery and cold weather on Sunday as well with little precipitation. Highs will only be in the 40s though during the afternoon. High pressure will build back into the region on Monday and will go back to mostly sunny skies with a warming trend as highs will push up into the lower 50s. Upper 50s to around 60 on Tuesday as a southwesterly wind flow develops ahead of the next front, and that front will arrive on Wednesday with the chance of showers and highs in the middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, good news is in the forecast for much of California as a more southern storm track brings badly needed rain to drought-stricken areas. The rain will come courtesy of a Pacific cold front. A period of steady rainfall along with isolated thunderstorms is likely for central and northern California tomorrow. Snow is likely for the highest elevations of the Sierra Nevada, where winter storm watches are currently in effect for the possibility of as much as 8 to 14 inches of snow across the highest terrain. Showers are also expected with gusty winds over the Pacific Northwest. Meanwhile, winter storm watches have been issued for the Smoky Mountains and the Southern Appalachians for tomorrow night. 4 to 8 inches of snow will accumulate in portions of eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina and Virginia by Saturday morning. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 11 at Hettinger, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny skies with highs around 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today 54 degrees, the average low 36, the record high 80 set in 1946, and the record low 20 in 1969. Sunrise this morning at 7:27 a.m., sunset this evening 5:50 p.m., 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few showers today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs reaching the lower to middle 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with some more sunshine later on and highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, 40s for trick-or-treat time. Mostly cloudy, windy and cool Saturday, light rain or snow showers in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold Sunday in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday in the upper 50s and mid-50s with a scattered shower possible on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.